News. I'm Faith Lapidus. U.S. President Donald Trump and his national security advisor are publicly at odds about the seriousness of the threat currently posed by North Korea. In a Sunday morning tweet from Tokyo, Trump issued a retort to John Bolton, who the previous day had told reporters that there was no doubt North Korea's recent test firing of short-range ballistic missiles violated a U.N. resolution. North Korea fired off some small weapons, which disturbed some of my people and others, but not me, said Trump in his tweet. Senior White House officials traveling with the president acknowledged that caused confusion and consternation, not only within the administration, but also among America's allies in the region. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Senator Lindsey Graham says President Trump will be judged by the outcome in North Korea.
I'll give Trump the space he needs to deal with Kim, but I'll remind the president that you have to deliver on this. This is one of the signature issues of your administration.
Delegations from Venezuela's government and the opposition have returned to Norway to try to resolve the South American country's political crisis. The Norwegian government says it will mediate the talks this week. Opposition leader Juan Guaido, recognized by the United States and about 50 other countries as Venezuela's legitimate leader, has been unable to nudge Venezuela's socialist president Nicolas Maduro from office. Thousands of prisoners in Turkey ended their hunger strike Sunday that had been mounted to force Turkey to end jailed militant leader Abdullah Öcalan's isolation at İmralı Island Prison. Earlier Sunday, Öcalan's lawyers read a statement from their client calling for an end to the strikes. He has been allowed to meet with his lawyers after an 8-year hiatus. This is VOA News. Pivotal elections for the European Union Parliament reach their climax Sunday as the last 21 nations go to the polls and results are announced in a vote that boils down to a continent-wide battle between Eurosceptic populists and proponents of closer EU unity. Right-wing nationalists who want to slash immigration into Europe and return power to national governments are expected to make gains, though mainstream parties are tipped to hold on to power in the legislature. Pakistan's prime minister has spoken to his Indian counterpart, Narendra Modi, congratulating him on his party's winning a second mandate. A statement from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs Sunday said that during the telephone call, Imran Khan expressed his hope that the two countries would work closely together to improve their relations. Pope Francis says that abortion can never be condoned, even when the fetus is gravely sick or likely to die, and urged doctors and priests to support families to carry such pregnancies to term. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
Speaking to a Vatican-sponsored anti-abortion conference, Francis said the opposition to abortion isn't a religious issue, but a human one. Is it licit to throw away a life to resolve a problem, he asked. Is it licit to hire a hitman to resolve a problem? Francis denounced decisions to abort based on prenatal testing, saying a human being is never incompatible with life. Even those babies destined to die at birth or soon thereafter deserve to receive medical care in the womb, Francis said, adding that the parents need to be supported so they don't feel isolated and afraid. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Ireland has voted overwhelmingly to relax its divorce laws. 82% of voters had cast their ballots to remove a constitutional provision that required couples to live separately for 4 years before their marriages could be dissolved. Parliament must come up with new legislation to govern divorce. Germany's anti-Semitism commissioner has advised Jews that it may be dangerous in certain parts of the country to wear a kippah, the skullcaps traditionally worn by Jewish men. Felix Klein's warning comes amid a rising number of anti-Semitic attacks in Germany, which he blamed largely on the far right. President Trump tweeted that the hundreds of thousands of Rolling Thunder motorcycle riders will be back next year to participate in Washington's Memorial Day observance, after organizers said this Sunday would be the last such ride. Executive Director Artie Muller said he'd grown frustrated dealing with the Pentagon in coordinating the annual Ride for Freedom and had no immediate response to Trump's tweet. The event was designed to raise awareness of service people who've given their lives during U.S. military combat or are still missing in action. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.
From from Washington.